KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Matt Bellany, filling in for Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Lucas Shaw, head of the entertainment team at Bloomberg. Lucas, Netflix has been at the eye of this controversy, storm, whatever you want to call it, over the Dave Chappelle special, The Closer. We had another round of news this week when a company walkout occurred and a number of transgender employees staged a protest outside the company. Others who participated in a digital walkout did not work for that day at Netflix. You know, it's an interesting update here because I actually think that what Ted Sarandos, the co-CEO of the company, did was pretty smart. He was not asked about this issue on the earnings call, but he did a round of interviews after the call where he essentially said, I screwed up. This was a messaging issue. I believe strongly in supporting artists, but we should have been better about communicating with the staff and what we believe in and why we did this. That equating everything to a digital video game and violence in video games when, you know, and suggesting that the content doesn't actually impact the real world was stupid and they should not have done that. He essentially said that. Do you think that this puts this issue to bed in the eyes of employees at Netflix, or is this going to linger on for the company?
For a certain subset of employees, this issue will linger because they feel that they were ignored or not listened to throughout this process, and because they have real requests that they have made of the company where they want to see Netflix invest money in programming that features trans, queer, LGBTQ plus people, or that offers a different perspective on them and their lives than Dave Chappelle did in his special. They want to see resources go to specials from people from their community. I do think that Netflix did an effective job over the past few days of shifting their part in this conversation and changing the message that they were delivering. You know, when this first blew up, kind of following the special's release on October 5th, you know, Ted Sarandos was pretty strident and dismissive of the concerns of some of his employees, at least in their eyes. It was all about how, you know, of course, we're going to continue to support Dave Chappelle and we're sorry that this special offends you, but there's really not much we can do about it. And their communication really changed during the past few days, where it became about understanding where their employees were coming from, trying to give them the space. I think there were meetings inside the company that were changed to allow people to have this walkout or day of rest. And I think from a public perception of the company, we have entered a new phase of this dispute.
See, I think this is a pretty seminal moment for Netflix, which has operated in a very different way than most media companies. They have all this information that is accessible to employees. They say that they treat them as adults. They have internal communications. They expect people to not leak outside the company. We saw this past week, someone leaked to you some financial information about the performance and cost of shows, including the Chappelle show. And I just think this is a turning point where Netflix needs to treat its employees like employees. And you're going to see more leaks like this when people aren't going to be happy with decisions, which is inevitably going to happen. Do you think that that culture is changing there to where it's going to become like a more traditional media company?
I would be very surprised if they ceased to be transparent with their employees. That's so foundational to how the company works. It's something that Reed Hastings, the co-founder, and Sarandos' co-CEO believes in. It's something that Sarandos believes in. If you give your employees the information and respect, that they will show it back. And Sarandos said in that sort of apology tour of interviews that he did that he doesn't see them changing that practice. Now, it's possible that they'll say that they won't and then they'll go do it. But I think if they change that, that would take away a lot of what people value about working for Netflix.
Yeah, I think Netflix has had its grown-up moment. Thank you very much, Lucas. That's Lucas Shaw from Bloomberg. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Matt Bellany, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.